The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
In Colorado right now, they're picketing and going wild because the bosses and the establishment and the people that shouldn't have this power took all of the power away from the voters. So the voters never got to vote. And the voters didn't know that except when I got up and complained, because they did it after I joined the race, and they figured I'd probably win Colorado, which I would. I would win Colorado. And we had delegates. They go in, they don't take them, and then they take these others, so they get the delegates without voting. I'm just saying the system is a corrupt system. It's a rigged system. We got to change it.
And, of course, Reince Priebus says, not so quick here. Not exactly. You know, everything was already set up in place. You've had the information. They've got to publish this information. Now, is this whole argument, Scott, is it helping or hurting one Donald Trump? Does it make him just sound like a whiner and just agitating the voters there in Colorado all the more for no apparent reason? Or, you know, what is the analysis in this?
Well, they're spinning it. The Trump opponents are spinning it as he's whining. But I think it's a valid thing to point out. You should be able to vote all the time, anytime. It's a democracy. Mm-hmm. So if your vote doesn't actually matter, then are we really in a democracy? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's elections over in the Middle East that they have that people question whether the vote that people cast matter or not.
So, well, the counter to that, then, is the winner-take-all states. Okay, just because you get a majority, you know, over 50% of the vote, then you get all the votes. What about the other people that didn't vote, but yet their vote now is cast into that deal? So, the short goes both ways, I think.
That's a little bit different, though, because they're actually taking into account votes at mm-hmm. that point. Colorado was just a caucus.
Yeah.
It was just a caucus, 12 guys deciding, hey, this is what we're going to do, right. Or however many guys. I don't know how many guys. That's wrong of me to just throw out a number like that without knowing. So, I think it's a valid point. I don't think it's one that needs to be, that he needs to keep hammering on.
To me, it makes him look small. You know, I think instead of just saying, look at, you know, I mean, clearly, this is Ted Cruz's strength. His strength is he had a ground game. He understands the game, the rules. This is part of the problem you have with Donald Trump. They say over and over again, he's not a politician. He doesn't understand the rules of the game. It'd be like me, you know, going out and trying to, play some sport that I'm not familiar with, and you miss out on some things, right?
But I 100% agree, but the issue there is that he's winning. He's still winning by a good margin.
Yes.
And if he's losing things because he's not playing the game, that should point out some flaws to the system. Anybody should be able to run for office. I mean, you shouldn't have to know. Any American citizen in America should be able to run for office. You shouldn't have to know.
Yeah, well, you've heard me. I think that our politicians, the bureaucracy in that, purposely makes things complicated. And heaven knows why. I mean, you could argue that from now until, you know, the next millennium. But it seems to just it loves confusion.
Well, wasn't it Reagan that said the scariest words in the English language are I'm here from the government. I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's why I say whenever anybody from the government says something, you got to believe just the opposite. You know, this president said that our health care would be cheaper he would be the most transparent, and exact opposite has happened. He says that our unemployment rate is so low and more people are working. And we have a lot of people now working going, what numbers is he looking at? You know, here's the reality in my world. Well, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, America. Great to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live looking at just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, boy, I've got a real treat for you. We've got famed economist George Gilder talking about the scandal of money. And it comes at a time, I understand, when the president says, look, you got nothing to worry about. The economy is covered, has recovered. And you go, not in my house, maybe. Well, you know, when you think about 94 million people who have dropped out of the workforce, family income has dropped to 53,000. And the number of Americans on food stamps has mushroomed to over 45 million. That's quite horrendous. Well, in his groundbreaking new book, The Scandal of Money, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. And, of course, what that means is why Wall Street recovers and Main Street doesn't. Isn't that a fact, George Gilder?
That's correct.
Well, George, break it down for us, because on Main Street, we're feeling the pain. Wall Street doing okay.
Yeah, well, the problem is that a leftist administration has combined with the Federal Reserve Bank in a covert socialization of our economy, a closed-loop economy where the Fed creates money, 62% of which goes to the government by its own numbers, and two-thirds of the rest of the money goes to a few Fortune 500 companies that don't use this money to invest. They tend to use it to buy their own shares at a rate of close to $30 billion a month, and leaving the rest of us on the outside of this economy of privilege and crony capitalism that's been contrived by the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. George, you just brought up one of my favorite words that people still have not gotten their brains wrapped around. And I'm talking about the everyman, the man that's being squeezed in the middle class that has absolutely been imploded upon itself because of the policies of this administration and dare I say, other Democrats and Keynesian economists who think that somehow you can spend your way out of trouble here.
Yeah, well, this is the first recovery on record where small business jobs, such jobs in companies under 500 employees, have actually been shrinking throughout the recovery. All the new jobs have been created by crony capitalism, essentially. A few of the established corporations, the new companies that spearhead innovation and growth, are all shrinking.
right.
or mostly shrinking.
Well, these crony capitalists are all these people and entities that have been favorable to this administration. I mean, Peter Schweitzer wrote a book talking about the crony capitalism. And just for example, President Obama's bundlers in 2008. I mean, you'd love this return, George. This was unbelievable. For every dollar they bundled, 85% of these bundlers got 28,000 ROI. Is that awesome?
That is awesome. I didn't know that figure. That is, yeah. I mean, that's direct bribery. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, the whole economy operates by, this free money. Mm-hmm. You know, it's zero interest rates. And when anything is free, it has to be distributed by Q.
Exactly.
And the privileged people in the front of the line get it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the people at the end of the line are left out. And that's essentially how this economy has been working. As the Fed has taken over the banks have grown bigger and more constipated.
Mm-hmm.
And channel most of the money back to the government.
George, let me ask you, is this kind of a modern-day pyramid system in a way?
It is a modern-day pyramid system. It's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart of the pyramid scheme is currency trading. This is, rather than have real money connected to gold and to the constants of the universe, instead we have currency trading, floating currencies, which can now comprise by far the largest business in the world economy. It's 100 times larger than all the stock market trading put together. It's 73 times larger than all the trading in goods and services put together. It's $5.4 trillion every 24 hours, and 77% of it is done by 11 to 10 big banks, and they can profit with leverage, but the rest of us don't even get a currency that's more stable than the economic activity that's supposedly measured, mm-hmm. and we don't get any interest on our savings, the future of the economy is essentially zeroed out in favor of bidding up the assets of the existing power holders.
Well, you'd love this deal because, you know, it's written on the backs of we the people, our children, and our grandchildren. I mean, it's just generational thievery, isn't it?
It really is. And it's a scandal of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish the candidates for president would talk about it. They pretend that it's some problem of capitalism when in fact it is the result of this covert socialization of the economy, the creation of this immense web with tentacles in every business and every economic decision that anyone makes. That's created a kind of massive sclerosis of the U.S. economy with very few IPOs anymore, 22 times more mergers and acquisitions that reduce competition than IPOs that create new competition.
Exactly. George, are we setting ourselves up again for another 2008, but instead of real estate, we're talking a money bust?
It's not quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have this gigantic top-heavy economy that just really can't grow. And whether it's going to be a great, all conservatives for decades have been apocalyptically prophesying some gigantic new crash where Weimar comes to America, and I don't think that's what's in store. I think it's rather the rise of socialism in America and the suffocation of creativity and growth. And this is a real peril because if because there's no guarantees that America has any special powers if we eclipse our freedom. I mean, it's freedom exactly. that makes America great, not any particular assemblage of people on our shores.
Well, George, you know, as a predictor of what you're talking about, I mean, here we are. I mean, think about it. Did you ever think in your lifetime you would see a Democrat socialist, the number two guy right now, on the Democratic side of the ticket? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and we got a socialist president.
Right.
I mean, really a hardcore. I mean, he's willing to adapt a bit to political realities in the United States. But, in his last term, when he really can do what he wants, he goes to Cuba and celebrates the Cuban Revolution.
Yeah, go
and
figure.
Buys
hey, George.
Che
George.
Guevara t-shirt.
Exactly. I got to stop you right there, George, because we got to go.
A celebration.
Well, we got to go to break, so let me stop you right there. George Gilder, his book, The Scandal of Money. More from George on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled. And only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroko.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Well, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez, as we continue our conversation with the just-released book, The Scandal of Money, from New York Times best-selling author George Gilder, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. You know, as you were saying just right before break, George, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but, yeah, I mean, people are still, you know, in a little bit of a daze and trying to get their brain around the fact that you got one president, Barack Obama, in Cuba celebrating all these communist ideals, Guevara. I mean, this is unbelievable, yep. You know, the timing of all this.
Yep, it is amazing.
Well, let me ask you this. How does the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, with a straight face, tell middle-class America they're for middle-class America when it is their exact policies that's absolutely devastated them?
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, it's how liberalism works. It feasts on failure. You know, if everybody's happy, the government has no further role. I mean, happiness, the pursuit of happiness in general, obviates government regulation and de rege policy. But if they can make everybody think they're an aggrieved minority, including women and minorities and immigrants and gays, whatever it is, then they can thrive. They can advance ever more government programs and promote their weather bores and climate cranks. They can build up government, which is their chief goal and principle of their politics.
George, it was your economic theory that was the basis of Reaganomics. How do we reconcile the success of the Reagan administration, your economic policies, with where we are today? I mean, we're talking, we've got to really turn this thing upside down here pretty quick.
Well, Reagan, you know, came in with Volcker.
Mm-hmm.
And Volcker ended the terrible malaise decade by essentially targeting gold. That was his policy. And Reagan cut tax rates and government regulations. Government regulations stopped growing for the first time during the Reagan years.
Exactly.
And he actually cut back on the debt, although people don't understand this. His agreement on Social Security with Tip O'Neill actually resulted in a $6 trillion improvement in the federal debt position, reduction in federal liabilities. So contrary to most of the histories, Reagan actually reduced debt, and he's set the foundations for a major economic revival that created more than 40 million new jobs through the Clinton administration.
Exactly.
At that time, monetary policy went off the rails. And to show that the costs of monetary policy are not just inflation, the reason they went off the rails in the late 1990s was a 57% appreciation of the dollar against gold. It was an unexpected deflation that bankrupted everyone who had gone deep into debt, and that happened to be all the big telecom companies and their suppliers that were committed to building out a broadband internet around the world with fiber optic lines, worldwide webs of glass and light that I wrote about in Telecosm. And that crash was really a monetary crash, and we recovered from that allowing the Fed increasing powers to pump up money And that money in an economy that remained entangled with overregulation ended up gravitating to real estate. Mm-hmm. And so we had a real estate boom, a 40% increase in real estate values that wasn't sustained by any commensurate rise of entrepreneurial capitalism.
Right. What about the dot-com business? What effect did that have at the turn of the century?
The dot-com business was, and it was a bubble, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't have been so destructive if it hadn't been accompanied by this drastic dollar appreciation. 26% is the usual number that in the late 1990s, but it was really a 57% appreciation against gold. If you understand that gold is the essential monetary element, with its value rooted in the time it takes to extract it, which by happenstance over the centuries has hardly changed, because as mining equipment has improved, the gold has gotten more difficult to extract. So it's, you've had a wash. So effectively, gold is an index of time. Mm-hmm. And when Satoshi Nakamoto contrived Bitcoin, he mimicked gold and made Bitcoin based on time the same way gold is. And this is, time is the one element that remains scarce when everything else grows abundant.
Exactly.
And it's the real monetary source of monetary value, as I show in the scandal of money, that it has to be rooted back in the passage of time.
Well, George, as our economy is being hijacked by socialists, how does Main Street survive?
Main Street has to just hustle and make do with less. And that's what's going on now. And it's an unhappy predicament, and it results in a lot of anger and frustration that's channeled into politics in sometimes unedifying ways, because I don't think Trump really offers any answers, although he has a good tax policy. He combines it with a huge tax increase on imports, which will end up nullifying the tax reductions on income and leave us with pretty much our current predicament.
Do you think he's smart enough to figure that out as a businessman? I mean, he's used to moving pretty quick, but the challenge is you've got to deal with the bureaucracy, you know, whereas, you know, on one side he's going to see the benefit, but in short order he's going to realize that he needs to adjust on the other end. Otherwise, you know, like you say, he's shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Cruz can get the nomination, and I hope he does. But we may have to gamble with Trump. Trump is a better shot than Hillary, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you have somebody like the gal said, I don't know if you saw this a couple of weeks ago on Face the Nation. She says she says about Hillary. She goes, she just flat out lies about lying. You laugh about it, but you go, my goodness, I mean, she is, you know, the dominant, you know, one to be nominated as the Democratic candidate here. And that's pretty scary that, you know, that's what they're left with.
Well, you know, I think she's going to lose, but that's, I was optimistic about Obama, too. So
I'm right with you.
I think we're all asking.
Yeah.
But I think that I've been watching Trump for signs of improvement, for signs that he's really learning as he proceeds through the campaign.
Yeah.
And amazingly, he seems not to be learning at all. I mean, his speeches don't improve, the policy proposals don't become more knowledgeable. Nobody ever tells him about trade, apparently.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He still wants to blame Mexico and China. I mean, it's an alibi economics that is shared with Hillary and Bernie.
Exactly.
And
well, George,
exempt the bureaucratic state, the bureaucratic sclerosis that's been imposed on our economy over the last 20 years, and that is now beginning to stifle all growth and progress.
Well, we need to be prepared, and this is why you need to get your hands on his new book, famed economist, New York Times bestselling author George Gilder, The Scandal of Money, Why Wall Street Recovers But the Economy Never Does. George Gilder, thank you for being on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, on your smartphone, through TuneIn Radio, on our primary network, the GCN Radio Network, hey, welcome aboard. Good to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it finds us. I mean, we are so independent that we can do this sort of thing. We're really, Scott, you know, in a privileged position because we're not beholden. I mean, we're kind of like the Trumps of radio, you know. We're just so self-funded. thank God you got so much money, you know, that you can kind of carry the day for us, so we don't have to worry about this kind of stuff. But it's good to have that that sense of independence to where we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and we're not going to have somebody in suits in the corner office going, we'd rather you not, you not address that issue. Because I believe this sincerely with all my heart, that if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to do it based on the facts and the truth as best we know. We already realize that in our government, the way it's handled, we're getting stonewalled. I mean, look what happened, you know, this current conversation about Fast and Furious. It's like that happened eons ago, and that's what they do. They deliberately stall things so that we just forget. Benghazi, you know, just a long list of scandals time and again, just even in the last 10 years, that have just passed us by. Will we ever know the truth if we just keep getting stonewalled? But, hey, our duty, our commitment to you is to keep digging, keep getting the experts on here to bring it to the light, because that's what's important to do. But we've got some fun stuff to talk about. Last night it was Golden State, huh, Scott? Breaking the big record, 73 wins in a single season.
73
wins. Congratulations to Steph Curry and the boys.
Yeah, 73 wins and only 9 losses on the season. Best record in NBA, and best record in NBA history. They had Steph Curry became the first player ever to hit 400 threes in a single season, which was just a matter of time for him, I guess.
Is he human? Are they running DNA tests on him? I think he's an alien. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the shots he makes, I've never seen anything like it.
Neither have I. Of course, I've never seen anything like the Warriors. I've never seen a team that's comfortable with a guy taking 40-foot shots and just saying, whatever, do whatever you want. Which, I mean, he's easily one of the best shooters in NBA history. You can make an argument that he's the best. And he's a great player. He elevated his game this season. And the
he could possibly elevate it even more from last season, right?
Well, he was MVP last season. He'll be the MVP again this season. He finished last night with, I believe, let's see here. I got it right here. He 15 of 24 shooting, 10 of 19 on three-pointers.
Oh, wow.
For 46 points. And, the Golden State Warriors easily cruised to the 73rd victory of the season, 125-104 over the Memphis Grizzlies.
Wow. Well, congratulations. A great run for the season. But as all, sports will tell you, what matters is the very, very last game of the season, right? You can have this kind of accomplishment during the deal, but, for athletes and what these guys come down to, it's about winning the big ring.
Yeah, and they're focused on winning the ring. Last night everybody, they were talking about, maybe we should rest the guys and things like that. But Steph Curry only played 30 minutes. all their starters, Harrison
30 Barnes, minutes and 43 points?
Are you 46 me? Points, yep.
46 points and 30 minutes, unbelievable.
Yeah, none of their starters played more than 30 minutes. 31 minutes for Harrison Barnes. So, not only did they go out and get the win and, and do their thing, they also managed to get time in to rest.
Exactly. Well, good. Congratulations. And, of course, last night you get from one end of the bookend to the other one Kobe Bryant, huh?
Yeah.
60 points?
60 points for Kobe. We actually have a game recap if you'd like to.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go ahead. This is from ESPN, you said?
Yes, this is from ESPN. Yep. Here we go.
Okay. Listen.
Kobe Bryant arriving at Staples Center for his last NBA game, wearing all black for the occasion. He would wear sneakers that had a date engraved on them. Video tribute prior to the game. Magic Johnson with a speech, hugging it out with Kobe. Kobe emotional, taking everything in. Snoop Dogg in attendance, Jay-Z, Mr. Jack Nicholson. On the basketball, Kobe, the rejection on Trevor Booker. Play continues, Kobe going the other way. Gets his man in the air, high arcing shot. Great start for the Mamba. Later in the first quarter, Lakers down one. Kobe, little nifty dribbling, gets some space, knocks down the fadeaway. Kobe. The reverse. Layup and the foul. Another look. Contact vintage Kobe Bryant. Later in the quarter, Lakers up two. Kobe, pull up from the wing. Bottom. Lakers bench loving it. Kobe's seen an old friend, Shaquille O'Neal. Would be one of many moments on the night with Kobe and Shaq. The two letting bygones be bygones. Second quarter, Lakers down seven. More Kobe. We'll give him credit for the dunk there. Absolutely. Later, D'Angelo Russell, the steal, Bryant. Ahead of the pack, Julius Randle throws it down. Kobe Bryant had 22 points at halftime. Third quarter, Kobe out of the locker room, showing some love to the members of the media. Kobe hits the basket, Lakers down 13. Later, Kobe can't get up for the dunk, still counts for two though. Not long after that, Lakers down 8, Kobe from the corner rises up over Joe Ingles for the three. Kobe, 15 points in the third quarter, 37 points after three. Fourth quarter, watch this. Hits the three. Kobe at that point, 40 for the game. Great form. Lakers down 9. Kobe, far from done. Buries another three. Then Kobe from the free throw line. Three defenders around him. 45 points at that point. Then the drive. Reversed. 47 points in counting. Not long after that, Kobe against a defender high off the glass. His wife, Vanessa Bryant, enjoying the show. Jay-Z applauding. Then Kobe from the elbow. Jack Nicholson impressed. Then Kobe, another three. 56 points, and it's a one-point game. Under a minute remaining. The long jumper, why not? 58. Lakers go up one. Snoop Dogg. After the game, Kobe and Shaq, he finished with 60 points in his final game, a moment with his family, 101-96, Kobe Bryant, the Mamba is out in L.A.
Yeah, definitely, huh? Nice little tribute and recap here, Bill Martinez Lifestyle. Thank you, Scott. Good job on that, pulling that up. But, wow, you know, what a game. 60 points. I mean, the finisher we need Randy Newman, you know. I love L.A., right?
Yeah. You know, it was I don't think he's done, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's the conjecture that you know, and of course you score 60 points, but you also hear at the one point where the announcer goes, well, you had a hard time getting up there for the dunk, not the dunk, but we're going to give him 2 points. It's a layup. You know? So in 37 years old, you know, and the last three seasons have been rough on his body. But, you know, I had to appreciate, I thought Magic Johnson, in all humility, honoring Kobe the way he did, saying that he was the best player to ever wear the gold and purple. I think for Magic to make that statement, also remind everybody, you know, what Kobe gave up, you know, in terms of, you know, how he fought through injuries himself and carried that team and all the championships. No doubt his legacy and renown is well deserved. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 19 before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
All right, let's strike up the band. You know what this means. I guess after that other intro, should I say something about you being so squeezably soft, Steve Evans?
It's a wonderful world.
Hey, why not? Live from the movie capital, Hollywood, California. They're still buzzing from last night. Kobe's 60 points and the Mamba is out. But we get to talk movies. How much fun is this?
Yeah, how much fun. It's a wonderful world for Melissa McCarthy. The boss beat Batman and Superman last weekend by a couple of 100,000. It was a squeaker, but the boss came out on top, making 23.6. Batman and Superman, that was number two. We had Zootopia, number three. That movie's made about $300 million in this country alone, a huge film for Disney, and it's only going to get better for Disney this weekend. We'll talk about The Jungle Book in a moment.
It's been a great year for Disney so far. I mean, you could wrap up the studio. If they call it a wrap, we'll go into next year, but we've got more coming this way from them, right?
This is one of those moments where you say, I should have bought Disney stock maybe last
exactly.
year. I imagine it's doing very well. We had My Big Fat Greek Wedding, too. That was number four. Hardcore Henry, rounding out the top five. I saw Demolition last weekend with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's a real good movie. I love the way the story is told. Gyllenhaal is really on his game, but it's not going to be big. It only made about $1 million last weekend, so it won't be a hit for Jake. But one to see for, well, for certain audience members.
Well, I tell you, you know, we talked about this for quite a while, and I finally had a chance to catch up on a couple things. Finally had a chance to see Concussion. I got to tell you, I was, and you'd said this all along, Will Smith just did an outstanding job in that movie. And,
yes.
And it's worth revisiting and seeing that movie. Well done. And it is one of those movies and what it brought up, what it dealt with in terms of, you know, the NFL. I'm sure the NFL is still not very happy with that movie, but.
Well, they're probably happy it didn't do better than it did. I mean, because it does raise serious issues with the sport. You know, I'm not sure what happened to it or what happened, with Will or any nominations he may or may not have been able to get, but. Yeah.
Or if somebody pulls, it's one of those things that, I don't know, I mean, you can put on your conspiracy hat with a tinfoil and everything and say, somebody in the background squashed this a little bit because, hey, you know, in addressing this issue, not very popular. I'm not sure the NFL has a real answer for this. They're trying to do some things, but it's only because of, the true life story and that, and the real doctor who put some pressure and brought it to light.
Well, Will Smith was conflicted about playing the part because he is a football dad, a huge football fan, and he said he had a hard time kind of wrapping his head around this whole issue. But
so to speak,
to his
yes.
credit, he decided to take it on.
And what an outstanding job he did! Now, you know,
yeah,
to play the doctor from Nigeria. Not that I've had close opportunities with doctors from Nigeria, but he seemed very believable in the in the character. Good job.
He pulled it off.
All right.
Well, do you remember back in 1967, the original Jungle Book? Do you remember that movie?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? We're going back to when I was coming out of high school.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. It was a great film for Disney. It made about $73 million back in 1967. I'm not sure how that translates to today's dollars, but it was a big, big hit with a terrific cast. Phil Harris. Remember the Bare Necessities song?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Cabot was in this thing. Louis Prima. And it was, by the way, it was the last movie produced by Disney. He died during its production back in 67. Well, Jungle Book is back, and it is getting rave reviews. They're saying it's bigger and better than ever. And, of course, this is based on Rudyard Kipling and the book written in 1894, but produced animated in 1967 by Disney. Well, this is about a man-cub, Mowgli. He flees the jungle after a threat from Tiger Shere Khan, guided by Bagheera, the panther, and the bear Baloo. Mowgli embarks on a journey of self-discovery. He also meets a few creatures along the way who don't have his best interests at heart. Now, here's what Rolling Stone, not exactly a magazine that you would think would be raving about a PG film, but here's what they're saying. It's directed by Jon Favreau. He conjures up a magical place to get lost in, and that's just one of the dazzling delights in the Jungle Book, a visual marvel that cuts through a direct path to the heart. Favreau, the director of films as diverse as Elf, Iron Man, and Chef, has managed to blend what's best in the jungle stories of Rudyard Kipling and the 1967 animated Disney version into something unique and unforgettable. See it and reach out and touch 3D if you can and be prepared to be wowed.
Wow, that's great.
I think reviews don't get better than that. 92% are recommending this, and of course it stars Bill Murray, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba, Neil Sethi, all directed by Jon Favreau. So
what a nice lineup. You know, the thing is, that, you know, some movies, they even start good with their posters. Jungle Book's poster even is outstanding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just some where the chemistry and that comes together, and definitely looking forward to that one. That's going to be a big, big hit this weekend.
I think so. They say it's going to make $70 million. I think it goes higher. It's PG, so everybody can take the fam, and, it'll be fun to see.
Yeah, we've been a little bit of a doldrum the last couple of weeks here as far as the box office, and it needs a big winner.
Well, here's another movie that I think you'll like. It's called Barbershop, The Next Cut. The first one came out in 2002. I love these movies because it's such a great vibe, great feeling. And, of course, it's been years since our last appointment at Calvin's Barbershop. K. Calvin and his longtime crew, including Eddie, are still there, but the shop has undergone some major changes. Most notably, our once male-dominated sanctuary is now co-ed. The ladies bring in their own flavor, drama, and, of course, gossip to the shop, challenging the fellas at every turn. Despite the good times and camaraderie within the shop, the surrounding community has taken a turn for the worse, forcing Calvin and our crew to come together not only to save the shop, but their neighborhood as well. You got Ice Cube in this, Cedric the Entertainer, one of my favorite guys, Regina Hall, Anthony Anderson, Eve, you got Nicki Minaj, and 75% of the critics are recommending this one. They're saying, the Hollywood Reporter says, the movie is a cut above. So check out the Barbershop, the next cut this weekend. And then we have a movie called Criminal, which is one of those movies with a red-hot cast, which just doesn't seem to be catching on. Only 17% are recommending this one. Stars Kevin Costner, I love the guy, Ryan Reynolds, fresh off Deadpool, Gal Gadot, the new Wonder Woman, and, of course, the great Gary Oldman. Now, here's the deal. You got a CIA agent, Reynolds, who is killed. He's a goner. But his consciousness was implanted into a criminal played by Kevin Costner in order to bring down a terrorist plot. When he's not killing or close to being killed, Costner gets to be Gal Gadot's lover by proxy, which may be the reason he signed up for the part. But here's what they're saying. One critic, New York Daily News, says it's like a movie that was written in crayon in the margins of a comic book, and the fact that it's played completely straight makes it only funnier. So not exactly a great review. But, hey, I don't want to rain on the parade. Check out the trailer for Criminal and see what you think. The critics, not enthused. We have a movie called Green Room, which is getting terrific reviews with a great cast headed by Patrick Stewart. Now, he plays this diabolical club owner who squares off against this unsuspecting but very resilient young punk band. They're down on their luck punk rockers. They call themselves the Ain't Rights, which I think is a terrific name for a band. They're finishing up a very unsuccessful tour. They're about to call it quits. They get an unexpected booking at this isolated rundown club deep in the backwoods of Oregon. Now, this is like a third-rate gig they're going to do. It escalates into something much more sinister when they witness an act of violence backstage that they weren't meant to see. Now they're trapped backstage, and they have to face off against the club's depraved owner, Darcy Banker, played by Stewart, a man who will do anything to protect the secrets of his nefarious enterprise. 89% of the critics are recommending that one. It's called The Green Room. I mean, it's bloody, it's scary, but very well done. Check it out this weekend.
Patrick Stewart is such a great actor. I mean, he's so classic. And for him to play that part, right?
He plays a villain, and very effectively in Green Room this weekend. Wow. And then the one I'm going to try to see, this just has me written all over it. It's called Sing Street. 96% are recommending. This is from John Carney, who gave us the movie Once, which came out years ago. It went on to become a big Broadway play. It's about Ireland and music, and it was a terrific thing. That this takes us back to the 1980s in Dublin, seen through the eyes of a 14-year-old boy by the name of Connor, who's looking for a break from a home that is strained by his parents' relationship and money troubles. They put him in a new inner-city school where the kids are rough and the teachers are even rougher, but he finds a glimmer of hope in a mysterious, uber-cool and beautiful Rafina, played by Lucy Boynton, and he aims at winning her heart, and he invites her to star in his band's music videos. There's only one problem. He's not part of a band yet. She agrees. Now Connor must deliver what he's promised, and he starts calling himself Cosmo, and he immerses himself in the vibrant rock music trends of the decade. He forms a band with a few of his lads, and the group pours their heart into writing lyrics and shooting video. It's great. 96% are recommending. Here's what they're saying. It's saying singing, dreaming, making out. Despite some familiar formula, these characters make all three feel new again. And another critic saying this type of film is the type of film that has the power to make the audience overjoyed with optimism.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, really. Get the kids going. They'll be buying guitars once again, huh?
And great music from the 80s. That's what's happening. A lot of great stuff.
Wow.
Multiplex this weekend.
Yeah, some great options here. You know, Jungle Book and Barbershop, even Sing, like you say. Man, we've got lots of options. So that's kind of refreshing, Steve-O.
Absolutely. I'm there.
Well, good. Hey, I'm right with you. Bring the popcorn. You know how it works, right?
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you got it. Steve,
The movie guy Evans on Bill Martinez Live, taking a look at the winners and losers from this past weekend, also the coming attractions. A lot of good stuff to look forward to there at the Cineplex. We'll see you right there, as we say. Make sure you bring plenty of popcorn. Just about a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez. We are live. Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.